I'm Paul Anthony, and in this edition of The Nature of Music, the topic is words. Since the dawn of humankind, we've used both language and music to communicate. What is the difference between words and music? Can word alone be music? And how do words and music combine in song? A zoologist says that the way we use pitch in everyday speech is similar to how your dog uses pitch to greet the mailman. A New York jingle writer says nothing beats the powerful combination of words and music. And an anthropologist explains why we need to talk about music at all. So in this program, we'll be asking questions about words as music, words in music, and words about music.
I think some words can be music, because when we speak, of course, we're also using tones.
Anthropologist Tony Seeger.
My voice rises and falls as I talk, and we also use time. There's an internal rhythm to our speech. And so certain kinds of speech are really quite musical. If you listen to often public addresses by political figures, will have a very long cadence and very distinctive kinds of melodic patterns to them, as well as very clear rhythmic patterns.
Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Powerful, moving oratory. Great orators like Martin Luther King use words in a way that sound almost like music. If you listen closely to any spoken word, even to what I'm saying now, you'll hear a melodic contour and rhythm that's not far from music. But which came first back at the beginning of human history, words or music? Anthropologist David McAllister has an opinion.
Music may have come long before speech. And speech is only an offshoot of music.
Why should music have come first?
To communicate feeling, because it's a much more immediate set of symbols than the linguistic symbols. That they're almost universal symbols, like loudness and harshness, that are associated with music. And they communicate without the interposition of words at all, just direct.
Perhaps music and speech have a common ancestor. Eugene Morton is a zoologist who says that both humans...